Travis, right? Is that it? W4TII?
Affirmative, yep.
This is November 2, Oscar Whiskey Echo. November 2, Oscar Whiskey Echo.
And what was your name again?
George of the Jungle.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Are you on the Ham Shack hotline with the voiceover ID service for Ham?
No, I'm not part of any organization or anything, but I do drive around and pop up in places, you know, when they're having something going on, I'll pop up in different locations, you know, if I can, if I'm not working that day. And I just enjoy that. Tell me about that group.
So it's same hams, but it's all over the world, and we utilize business telephones, like the voice over IP phones, to talk to one another and do different things. You can actually get into repeaters from the phones. So basically they give you a free number, which is your extension, and you can contact anybody else on that network through the voice over IP phone. So you can pick up like a used Cisco phone for like 20 or 30 bucks, and they'll give you your credentials, and you call and talk to anybody across the world. I host a audio service on it, so I've got music and different things that's available on my audio feed for them. But you should definitely check it out. It's another way that hams can communicate alongside the radio, too.
You know, Travis, I was thinking, I'm going to run something by you. Maybe you'll come up with something. It's a small Bluetooth speaker. And when I go to people's houses, because sometimes I go to people's houses to massage them, I notice that when I play music on my phone, if somebody calls or texts me, you know, it messes everything up, you know, because the person will hear that phone call come in over the music, and, you know, a text will come through, make a noise. So I don't want to do that. I want to use this Bluetooth speaker that I have, and the speaker has the ability to put an SD card in it, like a little SD card. And I'm trying to figure out how I can put, I don't know, a couple of hours into that SD card, and the speaker would play that without being involved with the telephone. You know what I mean? The telephone would just not be part of the music for a person. And you know, when you massage somebody, if you have some type of calming frequency, or, you know, like spa music or something like that, it makes the whole thing a lot better. But getting back to what you were talking about, if you have a chance, I'm good on QRZ. I'm N2OWE@yahoo.com. So if you can send me that information about that, how I can get that Cisco phone and all of that, I'd like to try that out.
Yeah, also, they can create an extension that you can put on your mobile telephone as well through an app. And you can have access to the network. You can have multiple extensions. They can create multiple ones for you. As far as that speaker goes, the only thing that I know personally is that if you get a Sonos system, S-O-N-O-S, Sonos, it will still continue to play because it's doing its own streaming through the software on the speaker, but you can control it from your phone. So that may be something you want to look at, but that would be called a Sonos speaker.
Okay, but I'm trying to make the whole entire thing not relying on the internet. That's why what I want to do is download a couple of hours, like 6 hours, just looping on an SD card, and the particular speaker that I picked up, you know, it's just one of those little speakers that you sit by the pool, you know, and I can pick up another one if I have to, something better, but if I put an SD card in it, then it has nothing to do with, if I go to one client to another client, I don't want to tie into their network. I just want to put this thing down and let it play and have the person nice and calm, give them aromatherapy if they want to do cupping, hot rub, or, you know, whatever it is, deep tissue, I just do it, and I do my hour and a half, 2 hours, and I close up shop and I'm gone, you know?
So my suggestion would be to utilize that speaker on Bluetooth, but go to like Walmart or Target and buy you a cheap track phone that's a mobile phone. Don't activate it. Just connect it to Wi-Fi. Download the library for the music, whether it be through Spotify or YouTube Music or Apple, where you can actually put the programming on the phone and then let it play through Bluetooth that way, and the phone doesn't have to have any service on it.